Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week on the show, our spotlight is on the wit and wisdom of Mose Allison, one of the most unique jazz artists of the last half century. Allison, who passed away in 2016, was a musician who could not be easily categorized. He combined the angular, mysterious bop stylings of Thelonious Monk with the sage wisdom of an old southern bluesman and the sardonic detachment of a punk rocker. Mose Allison was a jazz original, and we'll chronicle his 50-year career in this hour. It's Mose Allison, the Jazz Sage, coming up next on Afterglow.
One of these days I'm gonna get things right. I'm gonna do my business in the daylight. One of these days, you know I've got to get things right. I'm gonna do my business out in the broad daylight. One of these days, I'm gonna get things straight. I'm gonna stop hanging out with jailbait. One of these days, you know I've got to get things straight. I'm gonna stop this fooling, hanging out with jailhouse bait. Get in step, it won't be long for I'll be needing help. One of these days, you know I've got to get in step. The way I'm going, baby, I'll soon be needing help. Sit out on my front porch and compose a poem. One of these days, you know I've got to go back home. You know I'm gonna sit out on my front porch and rock away, compose a poem.
Mose Allison, and one of his classic, sardonic, self-deprecating looks at life, in this case, the life of a procrastinator. That was his original song, One of These Days, from the 1964 Atlantic album, The Word from Mose. This became one of Allison's classic numbers, and he even revisited it in 1976 on the Atlantic album, Your Mind is on Vacation. The 1976 version is notable because, well, first it shows that even 12 years later, Allison was still not getting things right, but it also has him slowing the song down and stretching out certain words, a kind of musical depiction of putting things off.
One of these days, I've got to get things right. I'm going to do my business in the daylight. One of these days, you know I've got to get things. right. I'm gonna start doing business out in the broad daylight. One of these days I've gotta get things straight. I'm gonna stop hanging out with jailbait. One of these days, you know I've got to get things straight.
Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're looking back at the life and career of the one-of-a-kind jazz artist, Mose Allison. It's hard to pin down an artist like Mose Allison. He sits somewhere in the nexus between jazz, blues, boogie-woogie, and folk music. He was an incredible bop pianist with the soul of a wise old southern blues man and the ironic attitude of a punk rocker. Yet he seemed to have the biggest influence on the British invasion rock artists. Allison was born in the tiny hamlet of Tippo, Mississippi in 1927 and raised on a disparate collection of musical genres, including stride piano, blues singers like Tampa Red, and the King Cole Trio. After attending college at both Louisiana State University and Ole Miss, Allison moved to New York in 1956 to begin working as a jazz pianist, recording with many big-name musicians like saxophonists Al Cohn and Stan Getz. In New York, it became clear that Allison was a unique force in the jazz world. In a 1958 interview with Downbeat magazine, Allison said that, quote, "In the South, I'm considered an advanced bebop type. In New York, I'm considered a country blues folk type. Actually, I don't think I'm either. Maybe I'm a little of both." Not long before this interview, Mose Allison recorded his first album as a leader, titled Backcountry Suite, for the Prestige label. The Backcountry Suite that makes up most of the album serves as Allison's mission statement. Several short pieces strung together that sound as if Thelonious Monk recorded interpretations of Southern folk tunes. Tucked away within this suite is an introduction to Allison's unique vocal and songwriting style on an original song simply titled Blues, which he later renamed Young Man's Blues. Allison's voice was flippant and unaffected, and his lyrics dry and sardonic. The song is about a young man's lament on his treatment in the real world, a kind of precursor to the song My Generation by The Who. In fact, The Who covered Young Man's Blues in their live sets and recorded this song in 1970 on their Live in Leeds album. Here's Mose Allison in 1957 with Young Man's Blues on Afterglow.
Oh, well, a young man ain't nothing in this world these days. I said, a young man ain't nothing in this world these days. In the old days, when a young man was a strong man, all the people stand back when a young man walked by. But nowadays, the old man got all the money, And a young man ain't nothing in this world these days. This one room country little shack, sitting here a thousand miles from nowhere, in this one room country little shack. My only worldly possession is a raggedy old 11-foot cotton sack. I wake up every night about midnight. People, I just can't sleep no more. I wake up every night about midnight. People, I just can't sleep no more. Only crickets and frogs to keep me company, and the wind howling around my door. Some kind of companion, even if she dumb, deaf, crippled, and blind.
Mose Allison, from his first album, Backcountry Suite, for Prestige Records in 1957, with two original songs, One Room Country Shack and Young Man's Blues. Allison's next five records over the next few years were all for Prestige. On each, Allison tried roughly the same formula, a record featuring mostly instrumentals by his trio, and Allison himself on piano, and occasionally on the trumpet. And into this mix of instrumentals, Allison would add one or two vocal tracks. Since he was primarily a jazz performer, most of these vocal tracks that Allison recorded were jazz standards, although these standards usually lean towards the blues end of the spectrum and away from the stuff that Sinatra or Mel Torme would record. Here's Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me by Duke Ellington and Bob Russell on Afterglow.
Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seam off anyone's dream is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance if you should take the word of others you've heard. I haven't a chance. True, I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I've been untrue? Though we're apart, these words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold the thrill, but just do nothing till you hear it from me, and you never will. Though we're apart, these words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill, but just do nothing till you hear it from me, and you never will.
Mose Allison with Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me from Autumn Song, an album from 1959. In addition to these jazz standards, Allison was also known for recording blues covers by some old bluesmen like Sonny Boy Williamson and Willie Dixon. This is probably one of the reasons he appealed so much to British invasion rock stars in the 1960s. They were both plumbing the same depths of rare blues songs to cover. Plus, Allison, born and raised in Mississippi, had that Southern blues authenticity that British blues singers like Roger Daltrey and John Mayall lacked. I'll play two songs now, one originally by Muddy Waters and the other originally by Bukka White. First, here's Mose Allison in 1964 with Muddy Waters' Rollin' Stone on Afterglow.
Oh, well, I wish I was a catfish swimming in the deep blue sea. I would have all you good-looking women just fishing at me, just fishing at me, just fishing at me. Well, I went to my baby's house and I sat down on her step. She said, you can come on in now, honey, you know my husband just now left, my husband just now left, my husband just now left. Thank you. just before I was born. She said, I got a boy child coming, he's gonna be a rolling stone. Gonna be a rolling stone. Gonna be a rolling stone. Oh, well, I feel. Oh, yes, I feel. Like my low down time ain't long. I'm gonna take the first thing spoken about. Down the road I'm going, back down the road I'm going, back down the road I'm going. Sitting over here on Parchment Farm. Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm. Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm, and I ain't never done no man no harm. I'm putting that cotton in an 11-foot sack. Well, I'm putting that cotton in an 11-foot sack. Well, I'm putting that cotton in an 11-foot sack with a 12-gauge shotgun at my back. Sitting over here on number 9. I'm sitting over here on number 9. Well, I'm sitting over here on number 9, and all I did was drink my wine. Rest of my life, I'm gonna be on this farm for my natural life. Well, I'm gonna be here for the rest of my life, and all I did was shoot my wife. I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm.
Mose Allison with a couple of blues songs. We just heard Parchment Farm, Allison's original ironic take on a 1940 prison blues song called Parchment Farm Blues by Bukka White. And before that, we heard Allison in 1964 with Muddy Waters' song, Rollin' Stone. Mose Allison spent about a year on the Columbia label in 1960, but his big break came in 1962 when he was signed to Atlantic Records, a label that better knew how to market someone who wasn't quite jazz, but also wasn't quite rhythm and blues. Allison's first record with Atlantic, I Don't Worry About a Thing, marked a turning point where Allison focused more on his original songs and his unique, wryly funny outlook on life. Here now is the title track to that record, a song that could only be described as a pessimist's guide to taking it easy. Moves Allison in 1962 with I Don't Worry About a Thing on Afterglow.
If this life is driving you to drink, you sit around wondering just what to think. Well, I got some consolation, I'll give it to you if I might. You know I don't worry about a thing, 'cause I know nothing's gonna be alright. You know this world is just a one big trouble spot, 'cause some have plenty and some have not. You know I used to be troubled, but I finally saw the light. Now I don't worry about a thing, 'cause I know nothing's going to be alright. Your time trying to be a go-getter. Things will get worse before they get any better. You know there's always somebody playing with dynamite. But I don't worry about a thing, 'cause I know nothing's going to be all right.
Moes Allison in 1962 with his original song, I Don't Worry About a Thing. We'll hear more from the late Moes Allison after a short break. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been listening to the music of the late Moes Allison this hour, who passed away in November 2016 at age 89.
That's the way it's written in the book. Don't call me Moss, don't call me Moose. It's not some made-up showbiz hook. You can call me Mose. Only if you come down Mexico way.
While Allison started out as a jazz pianist with a distinctly sparse and economical style, he soon became famous for his own songs, which contained sardonic observations on life. Many of Allison's songs could be self-deprecating, but as a songwriter, he also excelled in a wry form of insult comedy. He was a keen observer of the human condition, especially when someone else was making a fool of themselves. Here's Allison in 1962 with one of his classic insult songs, Your Mind Is On Vacation, on Afterglow.
You're sitting there yakking right in my face. I guess I'm gonna have to put you in your place. You know, if silence was golden, you couldn't raise a dime. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. You quoting figures and dropping names. You telling stories about the dames. You over laughing when things ain't funny. You're trying to sound like the big money. You know if talk was criminal, you'd lead a life of crime. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. You know that life is short, talk is cheap. Don't be making promises that you can't keep. If you don't like this little song I'm singing, just grin and bear it. All I can say is if the shoe fits or wear it, and you must keep talking, please try to make it rhyme. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. Awful, it might just be unlawful. I'm not talking, it just don't pay. I'm not talking. Don't ask me what it's all about. I used to think I knew it, but man, I just outgrew it. The things that really matter don't mix with idle chatter, and that's one thing that I can do without. Thank you. exactly what I'm gonna do. The things I say at midnight, I might not say in daylight. I've reached a firm conclusion, it only breeds confusion. So don't call me daddy, I'll call you. I'm not talking. If you're going up to the city, you better have some cash. If you're going up to the city, you better have some cash. Because the people in the city don't mess around with trash. When you get up to the city, you better lock your door. When you get up to the city, you better lock your door. You know they'll take what you got, boy, and then they'll ask for more. Shout, 'cause if you don't stand up and holler, you're gonna get left out.
Mose Allison with his original song, If You're Going to the City, a song he recorded several times over the course of his career. Before that, we heard Mose in 1964 with I'm Not Talking, and in 1962 with Your Mind is on Vacation. While Mose Allison recorded almost an album a year for the first 10 years of his career, in the 1970s and 80s, his rate of output declined. Many of these albums he recorded later in his career were live albums, showcasing, among other things, Allison's improvisational skills at the piano. I'll play for you now tracks from two of those live sets, beginning with Allison in 1972 from the album Moe's in Your Ear. Here he is with the Willie Dixon song Seventh Son on Afterglow.
Everybody's talking about the seventh son in the whole round world. There is only one, I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one they call the seventh son. I can tell your future, it will come to pass. I can do things for you, make your heart feel bad. Look in the sky, predict the rain. I can tell when a woman's got another man. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one they call the seventh son. Talk these words that will sound so sweet. They will even make your little heart skip a beat. Heal the sick, raise the dead, and make the little girls talk out of the head. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. Ever since the world ended, I don't go out as much. People that I once befriended Just don't bother to stay in touch. Things that used to seem so splendid don't really matter today. It's just as well the world ended. It wasn't working anyway. Ever since the world ended, there's no more Bible Belt. Remember how we all pretended, going around lying about the way we felt. Every rule has been amended. There's no one keeping score. It's just as well the world ended. We couldn't have taken much more. Ever since the world ended, there's no more black or white. Ever since we all got blended, there's no more reason to fuss and fight. Dogmas that we once defended no longer seem worthwhile. Ever since the world ended, I face the future with a smile.
Mose Allison, live in London in 2001 with his song Ever Since the World Ended. Before that, we heard Mose in 1972 with Seventh Son. Allison eventually became as well known for his songs as he did for his performances. His music was covered by dozens of artists, mostly British invasion rock groups like The Yardbirds, The Who, and Manfred Mann, but also other artists like Elvis Costello, Bonnie Raitt, and Jimi Hendrix. In 1996, artists Van Morrison, Georgie Fame, and Ben Sidran all came together to produce an album of Allison's most well-known songs called Tell Me Something, The Songs of Mose Allison. They each took turns performing the songs, and Allison himself even makes a guest appearance. Here's a track from that record now, featuring Van Morrison performing Allison's original You Can Count on Me to Do My Part on Afterglow.
Thank you.
shit straight. Don't let this situation escalate. While there's always problems, baby, when a man gets wrapped up in his heart. But don't you worry, baby, you can count on me to do my part. You keep on working, I'm looking around. Don't let your girlfriends put me down. You know it's tough these days for a proud man to make a start. But don't you worry, baby, you can count on me to do my part.
Van Morrison, in 1996, performing the Mose Allison song, You Can Count on Me to Do My Part. Mose Allison passed away in November 2016 at the age of 89, but he still continued to record in his final two decades. As these later recordings became more and more sparse, Mose Allison's music remained incredibly consistent. His 2010 album, The Way of the World, sounds slightly weathered, but otherwise remarkably similar to his albums from the late 1950s, and that's to his credit. If anything, his wit and wisdom became sharper in his later years, while his piano playing and voice retained the same spark and punch. I'll close off this show with another Allison original from that final album, this one all about accepting your fate and letting go of regret. Here's Mose Allison with Let It All Come Down on Afterglow.
Fretting about what you're going through, regretting the things you didn't do, relying on compensations you found. Groaning beneath the weight of it, bemoaning the fickle fate of it, complying just to keep both feet on the ground. That won't get you any place, won't excuse you from the race. When you meet your destiny face to face, there'll be no more wrong or right, and no I might. And if there's gonna be rain tonight, let it come down.
Mose Allison in 2009 with his original song, Let It Come Down. And thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.